This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Petroserve USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
we have to start with a warning on the program.
What I tell everyone
of what's to come.
I was born by God's
dear. On What's on Your Mind. As we let Aaron Tippin serenade us into another hour of broadcast excellence.
For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be America. 7 past the hour. The sun is up today.
It's a big old land with cowboys.
Vikings lost, but the sun is still shining, so things are okay.
Boy, speaking of the eagles flying,
yeah.
Flew right over us that last night.
They did. Yeah, exactly right. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. I must warn you that we have a clip of Elizabeth Warren. I know. The Democrat from Massachusetts. We have some of her commentary today and Senator Cramer's response to her. So that'll be coming up before the end of the hour. I just like to give a little disclaimer on that because it's like nails on a chalkboard for a lot of us listening to Elizabeth Warren. But anyway, that's coming up on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer joins us now. Your calls, questions, comments for him welcome throughout the hour, 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590 or email studio@flagfamily.com. Senator Cramer, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Scott, for having me. I'm glad you issued the alert and the warning. Senator Warren and I are on a couple of committees together, and two pretty important ones. One is the Banking Committee, where, of course, she is just sort of, you know, crazed all the time. The other one is the Armed Services Committee. Now, on the Banking Committee, there's occasionally times when her protectionism and my populism can sort of line up when it comes to overpaid bank presidents who, you know, drive their banks into the ground and walk away with big bonuses. We happen to agree that something should be done about those things. But yesterday in the Armed Services Committee, I just couldn't let her statements go. She oftentimes gets me off of what I was intending to talk about at a hearing because she goes just a little bit before I do in the questioning. So anyway, yesterday's hearing was on the confirmation of the Chief of Naval Operations, which is, of course, the Chief of Staff of the Navy. And evidently you're going to play it, so we'll get to hear it.
I am. Yeah, we're going to get to that before the end of the hour. I wanted to start with this. I guess I'll call it a food fight, and that maybe trivializes it a little bit. But Speaker Kevin McCarthy receiving some flack from the right. Matt Gaetz kind of leading the charge there. Here's what Matt Gaetz is asking for. Is any of this unreasonable? Listen to this one.
No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust, votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves.
So obviously the impeachment inquiry will handle the back half of what he's asking for there. Although he seems to be dismissing what the speaker has done in there and opening the inquiry, is saying it's just to kind of placate the conservatives. But how about unbalanced budgets, about no continuing resolutions, and line-by-line budgeting? Who's right in this?
15 more things we could add to that list, too. You know,
paper ballots, close the border, build the wall.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, I like Matt. I know Matt. You know Matt, Scott. In fact, I think you introduced me to Matt Gaetz at the border an event, as I recall. But having said that, the thing about the House of Representatives, first of all, that's so special, it's the part I miss. It's why I still hang out over there quite a bit with a lot of my friends and try to bridge the House and the Senate in many respects, is because it is so raucous. But remember that every House, there's 435 of them. And I often tell people, if you want to see what America looks like, go in the House during a vote and you'll see 435 people, each of whom looks just like 700,000 others, just like them. And that's both the challenge and the beauty of the House of Representatives. Matt's, what he's in that list, that the demands he's made, is making aren't, they aren't all unreasonable. In fact, all of them have some merit to them. What's probably not reasonable is to expect that one guy, Kevin McCarthy, with a 4 or 5 member majority, which, by the way, that those 5 members that created the majority all come from New York. They don't come from Florida or Texas or Utah. They're New York. It's New York that gave Kevin McCarthy the speakership, that gave the House Republicans a majority. Important point to remember. Remember, members look a lot like 700,000 other people they represent. So that's what's a little unreasonable. I'd actually say, Scott, with regard to the impeachment versus the impeachment inquiry, I actually do think that's still a bone of contention. I think Representative Gates is actually upset that the Speaker took the next logical step in the process toward impeachment by calling for the inquiry. The inquiry is a very important tactical step in the larger strategy of truth finding. And, you know, when we get to a point where Jim Jordan isn't being aggressive enough for a faction of our party, we probably should reflect a little bit on ourselves. Because I think Kevin's handled the impeachment thing perfectly, because what he doesn't want to do is what Nancy Pelosi did, and that is jump to judgment first, even if you know the outcome, or at least you have a desired outcome. Is to jump to that first, because you lose the public when you do that. And that's what happened with Nancy Pelosi and that first impeachment of Donald Trump. So I think Kevin's deliberative process is far, far better than jumping to a conclusion and impeaching him on a straight party line vote, which, by the way, another important point, I doubt they'd pass an impeachment right now. So why not have a humble victory as opposed to a spectacular defeat? With regard to the fiscal matters, Scott, you guys have heard me say this many, many times, and Matt's expressing the frustration a lot of us feel, and that is the basic dysfunction of the place. Now, in raising the debt ceiling, remember, what one of the concessions was that the House would take up all 12 appropriations bills one at a time and pass them one at a time. We've talked about this for the last 11 years on this show with you, Scott. And they did do that, except that they haven't been able to pass more than the one on the floor of the House. So they passed the 12 out of committee, as did the Senate, by the way. The Senate has passed all 12 of them out of the Appropriations Committee. But the House has only passed one to completion and sent it over to the Senate. We took that one, attached 2 others to it, because we remember appropriations have to begin in the House. So in order for us to sort of get the ball rolling with maybe a little more momentum, we put two more onto the one so that we have a mini bus, as we call it, and we're working on that right now. We're literally in the middle of that process right now. Probably take us another week or two, because that's how the Senate works, very slowly and deliberately, and everybody gets their amendments. And so while Matt's points are relevant, I think what he's not appreciating is just how good they have it versus what would happen if we didn't have the majority, and really how well Kevin, with this very narrow majority, I think is trying to keep it all together and moving forward. And it doesn't help a lot for a small group of the majority to insist on everything their way, because what will happen ultimately, or what can happen when you do that, and I've seen it many times in the House, is the Speaker's forced to then go to the Democrats to get something done that everybody knows has to be done. And when that happens, you have to give up some of your conservative momentum. And so in essence, the small faction on the right that forces the Speaker to negotiate with the left makes for less conservative legislation. Great talking points, but not a great outcome. But again, I think Matt clearly reflects the frustration that a lot of us feel, a lot of your listeners.
100%. I mean, yeah. I mean, if I had my druthers, there'd be 434 just like them in the U.S. House. It'd be fantastic.
Right. There you go.
It seems like he's wanting these votes to feel good, because they are not going to pass in the Senate. They're not going to get to President Biden. And as you say, when you have Republicans in Biden districts, for instance, they won last time and have to win again on these votes that are going to be used against them, you risk the majority, don't you?
Well, so that's a really great point, Scott. I'm sort of halfway on that one as well. There are occasions when having a vote simply to put people on the record and sort of illuminate the differences has merit. But to do it simply to feel good, not so much. And I think in the appropriations process, that's probably particularly true. Because if you have a vote, again, and let's say it comes up short because there are 10 Republicans, because of where they come from, simply can't vote for a particular package, and you don't find some compromise, then you've lost, and then you've lost the momentum, and then you've turned the floor over to the other side. So you've got to think through the consequences of making a point. But there are occasions when making a point has value. And I think, again, that's the balance that a speaker has to find. So most of the time, I think you're right. It doesn't pay to lose. And you do have a Senate to deal with. But we can kind of hold each other accountable, too, the Senate and the House back and forth. And that's a good tension to have.
I had a question before you came on about the debt. I want to tackle that as well when we come back, because that's obviously part of the frustration here as well. And I know something that has been proposed many times but doesn't ever seem to get across the finish line, a balanced budget amendment to address some of these issues that Gates is raising. When we come back.
Through the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What's on your mind is brought to you by my friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I drive and will always drive a Chevy pickup. That's right. It's the safety features in these new ones, by the way, if you've got a 2020 and think about maybe about a 2024, every year they improve on the safety features that are really incredible. I've seen that firsthand. That's why I say I'm a lifer. I'm a lifer forever. And you can shop, finance, and buy in about 30 minutes if you go online to PuckettsValleyCity.com. There's right now I'm looking at a 2023 Chevy Silverado ZR2. And this thing only has 6,000 miles on it. Glacier blue metallic, jet black graystone interior, loaded up. Great deal right now. Here's a 2022 Chevy Tahoe Z71. This one only has 20,000 miles on it. Beautiful dark ash metallic. Great pre-owned vehicles, new ones as well. PucklessValleyCity.com. Tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour. Continuing with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. The debt.
Yeah.
Creeping up on $33 trillion. Yeah. And it just gets more and more insane every single day. What's one thing that is actually doable in the divided government we have now where we could address the debt, do you believe?
So what I think is actually doable, if there was a political will to do it, and I think there's a growing political will to do it, Scott, that is to sit down and look at the mandatory side of the ledger. Now, we need to be cutting the discretionary piece because it's grown so much in the last few years, and some of these things cannot become permanent that were funded in, for example, pandemic or post-pandemic or IRA and all that other nonsense. There's room there. But the big driver of the debt, of course, is the mandatory side. And people know it, and they know that some of the programs are unsustainable. So if you love Social Security and you care about Social Security and you care about Social Security recipients, which I think Republicans and Democrats both do, then you have to sit down and talk about, you know, how do you make it sustainable so it's there for future generations as well as certainly there for current generations. I think that's doable, Scott. I think the other thing that could be doable, if, again, with the political environment, it's tougher, but that is to help grow our economy. Growing inflation and higher interest rates are not going to help the debt. The reason we've gotten to this point in many respects, Scott, is because our economy has been so strong that the debt doesn't look like a crisis in the context of a strong economy. But now in a failing economy, it's much, much worse. You can't cover up the debt with a GDP that exceeds the actual debt itself. So that's tougher, but there are definitely things we can do in the economy. Donald Trump proved it. I mean, in 2 years, look what he did to grow our economy, to grow the middle class. We didn't have wars around the world. Putin didn't dare take on Ukraine when Trump was president. Xi Jinping signed a trade deal as opposed to threatening us and spying on us and taking pictures of our missile silos, with tourists. So there are things we can do, but I think the main thing would be to look at the mandatory side of the ledger and have a honest adult discussion between Republicans and Democrats. And there are people willing to do that.
U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio was 34% in 1980. It's 122% right now. I mean, we have...
Oh, man.
We have a major looming threat when you talk about as you say, the growing economy chips away at the debt. We have the exact opposite right now.
Yeah.
Awful.
No, that's right. That's right.
Let's see. Let's go to a call that came in during the break here. One sec for Kevin Cramer.
Senator Cramer, do you believe that the formation of the new axis of evil... China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and so on, is a direct result of the Ukraine war, and how much responsibility are you willing to take for that? Because it seems to be a very dangerous situation. Thank you, sir. Bye.
So, well, first of all, I didn't have anything to do with the Ukraine war. That was Vladimir Putin attacking a sovereign nation and expressing his desire to reinstate the Soviet Union. And so there's obviously a natural alliance between communist countries. And that shouldn't surprise anybody. I think the threat is if we try to coddle Russia because somehow we think if we're nice to them, then they're going to come to us rather than go to China. The cost it would take to our freedom to win over Vladimir Putin would not be worth it. Believe me, it would not be worth it. So, this alliance, if you will, of communist countries that are taking on freedom-loving countries is certainly real, but certainly not the United States' fault. Now, what I do think in terms of response to it is And one of the things that the war in Ukraine has certainly done is it's strengthened the NATO alliance, the European Union. It's even grown it. It's certainly grown our relationships with some of our European friends. I just had the Estonian defense minister, defense secretary in my office this last week. But we always have to be careful, Scott. There is this sort of tendency, I think, largely from people who came to us, who were born after Ronald Reagan, I guess, or were too young to really remember the Cold War and what it took and what America's leadership did to denuclearize the world, and what our obligations were as a result of that and what they still are in many respects. But we should never blame the United States for Vladimir Putin's attack on Ukraine. It didn't happen when Donald Trump was president. I think the greatest contributor from the United States is that we have a very, very, very weak leader in the White House who is compromised with China, who, you remember when the last time Vladimir Putin attacked Ukraine was when he took Crimea, when Joe Biden was president, Joe Biden was vice president, and instead of sending them ammunition, they sent them blankets. And Putin waited for the next time they had a weak leader, and he took advantage of that.
How's this going to end?
Yeah, so really important question. I think it'll end when both leaders of both countries get to a point where, where a settlement is better than continued war. But as of now, because Ukraine has done so well against Russia, Vladimir Zelensky isn't prepared to say, okay, I'll give you Crimea if you give me Donetsk or whatever. You know, it's not, they're not to that point because Ukraine has performed so much better than people thought. And frankly, if we'd have helped them more early, given them not more ammunition, but given them more at the same time, given it early on, they might have won this war by now. But instead, I think this administration, for reasons unknown to me, but we can have our suspicions. Remember, there's an impeachment inquiry going on right now over Ukraine, part of it anyway, over Ukraine relationship in the previous administration. The previous administration being the Biden, Obama Biden one. And so, I think at some point there has to be, and it's going to take strong American leadership to help facilitate it, and more probably even as important, if not more, UK and European Union leadership. That says to both sides, okay, guys, you can both claim a little victory here. Let's figure out a way to get out of this thing. The problem is if you give Vladimir Putin much, he's still going to come after more. That's just the way he's built, and that's what he's announced he's going to do. So, but I think we can get to that point, Scott. We don't want to say what it is now, and you can understand why neither leader is prepared to say what it might be.
All right, short break. Come back with more of your calls, questions, comments. Texts are rolling in here as well. One question we're going to ask when we come back from a listener. How come Republicans can't get together on anything? And the Democrats get together on everything, especially really bad stuff. A typical frustration we hear regularly, so we'll give Senator Kramer a chance to address that and more when we come back on What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away. Plus, the warning, Elizabeth Warren is still coming up. Sorry about
you that. You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news. The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm warnings being issued in Massachusetts as Hurricane Lee barrels towards New England. That tropical storm warning currently in effect along the coast from Rhode Island to Maine. Hunter Biden indicted yesterday on federal firearms charges. Thousands of members of the United Automobile Workers Union went on strike today at three plants in Midwestern states of Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. They are deadlocked with the big three motor companies in negotiations over increases in wages in response to inflation, improvements to retiree pensions and health care, and a shorter work week. A luxury cruise ship that's been stuck for 3 days after running aground off the coast of Greenland was pulled free yesterday. Thankfully, there have been no reports of injuries aboard the ship. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Project. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
PetroServe USA, home from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Any location from Mandan of the West all the way to Wahpeton, Bemidji. You got West Fargo, Fargo. You got Moorhead. You got Dilworth. You got Glendon. You got Euland. Tell you what, they got them all right there. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. East to west, north to south. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread is only $5.99 today. That's great. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience in Valley City, Harwood, Euland, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Country fried steak or jalapeno burgers. That's right. Spice up your Friday. Orange chicken, 12th Avenue, 929. Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue. Glendon Salisbury Steak and Tater Tot Hot Dish also at 45th Street, Fargo. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. The question from the listener, how come Republicans can't get together on anything and the Democrats get together on everything, especially really bad stuff? What is the dynamic there? You don't hear, Hakeem Jeffries right now getting flack from some member of the Democratic Party threatening to shut down their policy
right.
agenda.
Exactly.
Why?
Just like you never did with Nancy Pelosi. It's very basic. It's Republicans are Republicans because they're individuals. Democrats are Democrats because they're sheep. It's fundamental to the philosophy of the two parties. And you don't tell Rand Paul what to think. But you can tell most Democrats, not Bernie Sanders, but most Democrats, what to think. That it's just basic to our foundation. I remember one time President Trump and I were talking about this, and he expressed this very same frustration. And remembering that what we don't want is a Republican king. We want a Republican speaker who shepherds the majority, really the whole chamber in the House, because the speaker is not just a partisan position. It's a lot easier to herd sheep than it is to lead sheep than it is to lead individuals who care about the Constitution and stand up for for their own conscience. And it's just, again, it's I don't find disunity as necessarily a weakness, but I don't think you have to be unanimous to be unified, and we do lack that discipline as part of, I think, our DNA, quite honestly.
All right, I warned you, but we have a clip of yourself and Elizabeth Warren from the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday regarding the nomination of a Naval Chief of Staff. Is that what the position is?
Yeah, Chief of Naval Operations is what it's called, but it's basically, member of the Joint Chiefs.
And they're questioning Admiral Lisa Franchetti in this meeting. And we start with Elizabeth Warren's comments here. This is and then Senator Kramer's response. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
So let me ask you about another impact from these holds. Let me ask about families. Admiral Franchetti, have you heard anything about the impact of these holds on Navy families?
Yes, I think our Navy families are dealing with a lot of uncertainty. We ask a lot of our families to move, uproot, find new schools, find new jobs for our spouses. And I have heard a lot of concerns from our families that they are having difficulty navigating that space right now.
All right. And one last question, and this one is about the promotion system. The 300-plus holds on the top ranks has an impact on everyone who is one level down, two levels down, who can't move into a spot that has been vacated. Admiral Franchetti, the senator from Alabama, is treating these holds as a minor inconvenience. But the servicers are telling me that even after the holds are lifted, the promotion system will be tangled up for months or years to come.
Clutch those pearls.
What is your best estimate of how long it will take the Navy's promotion system to recover?
Senator, I think just at the three-star level, it would take about 3 to 4 months to move all of the people around, but it will take years to recover from the promotion if confirmed for the promotion delays that we would see forward.
So years to come, our military experts project China wants to be able to take Taiwan by 2027, and we'll still be trying to repair the damage inflicted by these holds. The Republicans' failure to end this blockade makes it clear. They don't care about our leaders. They don't care about the families who have served their country honorably for decades. It is hard to imagine a bigger propaganda win for our enemies. We need this hold to stop, and we need it to stop now.
Wow.
And Senator Kramer had something to say about that as the next person to speak. Go ahead and roll that.
I want to wrap up with something I didn't intend to do, but I'm sorry that so many of my colleagues want to drag uniformed officers into their political fights, and I'm sorry that that had to happen to you a little bit ago. But Senator Warren said, it is clear that Republicans don't care about our servicemen and women and their families. It's clear that we don't care about our adversaries and their allies. Do you believe that? That Republicans don't care about you and your families? I mean, that's a blanket statement that she made.
As a member of the military, I believe that everyone in Congress supports everyone in our military. As I said in my opening statement, I thank everyone for their support to our Navy sailors, our families, and our civilians.
I appreciate that. Then I'm going to ask you this question. Is it your understanding that if Secretary Austin were to lift or rescind the rule to have the military pay for access to abortions, that Senator Tuberville would lift his hold and we could go back unanimous consent confirmations? Is that your understanding, that if that one person, the Secretary of Defense, would rescind that order, that we'd get exactly what our Democratic friends say they want?
I don't want to speak for Senator Tuberville or any other member of this committee, so I do not know what that outcome would be.
Okay, that's fair enough. It's my understanding that would do it. So, one person, Secretary Austin, come on, do the right thing. Thank you.
No kidding. Not to mention, when you talk about families, this newfound respect for military families from the Democrats. Wow. That's
exactly
right. Well, not just any Democrats, by the way, because a lot of Democrats do. But Elizabeth Warren is the one member, the only member of the United States Senate Committee on Armed Services that voted against the Defense Authorization Act. She has, in all my years, she's never voted for a Defense Authorization Act. She despises military leaders. She doesn't think generals should be able to after retirement, go to work in the defense industry. She doesn't believe that defense industry people should ever be able to serve in government again. It's just incredible to me that suddenly she has the gall to lecture Republicans about her lack of respect for military families. So it's really kind of the first big pushback from the committee itself on this notion that one person is causing all this. By the way, just so people know, Tommy Tuberville's hold does not prevent the confirmation of senior leaders in the military. Chuck Schumer has never brought one up. We have the General C.Q. Brown, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, has been named Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a position that's that's vacant, and he could have that job by Monday if Chuck Schumer brought it up to the floor for a vote. He's just choosing not to because he wants to keep them all. He wants to keep them all together.
He wants the crisis. He wants the crisis they created by breaking the law and the Hyde Amendment that's been there forever. They're more beholden to the abortion, lobby and the abortion for anyone, anytime, than they are about these military families. I loved your line. Hey, do the right thing, Mr. Secretary. Rescind this dumb law. You caused this problem.
Kev, I know you have decorum and whatever, but why don't you call her out on that when you're there? I mean, I would have looked over her and said, are you out of your mind? Lady, I mean, who?
Yeah, no.
You are. Yeah, much credit to you, my friend, because I would have lost it.
Yeah, well, I've learned it's always better to take a breath anyway, but particularly in the committee, because the chairman could gavel me down, he could rule me out of order, there are all kinds of things that could happen in that scenario.
I know.
It would be exciting. But I will tell you this, I do think it helped, because in today's media, throughout, particularly obviously national security media, and there's lots of it, and that's generally who covers these things, it's the first time that the other side of this story is being told. They've always laid it on Tommy Tuberville and never once laid it on the Secretary of Defense. And by the way, in defense of that poor guy, he just does whatever Joe Biden tells him, which is a very dangerous position to begin with. But nonetheless, it is his order, even though it came from the
right.
Here's my wish list: a letter from every Republican to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, to say you're standing in the way of all these promotions. Just rescind this. You have the key. Nate and Fargo, you're next for Senator Kramer on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator Kramer.
Good morning, Nate.
I have two points to make, basically two questions, Senator.
Sure.
So Ukraine, Kiev, has recently said that they're going to be suing multiple companies around the world that are supposed to be providing them with weapons during a weapons transfer program, two of them coming through the Pentagon. One of those companies being Ultra Defense Corp. Kiev saying that the howitzers that they receive from the United States are not suitable for combat missions. I think that's pretty sad that we're being sued by Kiev and we're trying to help them as much as we can. And the second part, what do congressional members think about Burisma and Burisma being run by Joseph Coffer Black, CIA, who was the counterintelligence chief for the CIA during 9/11. It seems that they got their man with Hunter Biden, their intermediary guy, because he had no congressional oversight because he was a private citizen. And I was just wondering what you might have to say about that.
Well, first of all, I'd want to verify that all of that's true, because I've never heard any of it. Just so you know, that the fact that the idea that Kiev is suing American companies. Now, maybe they're suing some companies in other countries, or maybe they're suing international companies. But I've not seen or heard any of this to be true. I did just sit through a briefing the other day, this week, with three of the inspectors general from the Department of Defense, the USAID, and the State Department, and we went over all of the oversight of all the U.S. security assistance. I would say this, Nate, in general, Zelensky's both always pleading for more while trying to be grateful for what he's received has been an awkward situation for him, but of course he's trying to save a sovereign nation, and I think we could have been, you said we're doing all that we can, I don't think we have done all that we can, and I don't think we'd have to spend another penny if we did everything that we've done in the first couple of years, in the first couple of months.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate the call. Senator Kramer, final segment next on What's on Your Mind.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burley, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wedding you're going to be attending. Maybe a little anniversary party for mom or dad or an aunt and uncle. I want to tell you, give the gift that will have them smiling from ear to ear. A better night's sleep with one of those My Pillows. There is, of course, slippers at $29.99 right now. $90 off on the slippers. Slippers are actually at $49.98 with the promo code Scott right now. There also is the six-piece My Towel set. That's $39.99. You get the towels back in, so that's a great deal there. Click on the radio podcast specials at MyPillow.com for all the best deals. Sheet set starting at $25.
My store is all the entrepreneur products made in America. Those are great as well. My wife loves the sleepwear. It's really good. Very well done. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. The women's sleepwear and loungewear and men's sleepwear and loungewear up, save up to 80% right now for fall. All right, back with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. 5 minutes left, so we'll go to a lightning round here. Texter says, no one person can fix life as we would hope it would end. I have a great weekend and tell Kevin to be safe.
I appreciate that. No, but we can all do our part, right? So, and every caller into this show does their part. I try to do my part. I lean heavily on people's prayers.
Another listener, Kevin and Scott, I really appreciate Senator Cramer coming on. Maybe no one else agrees, but I think he's pretty important these days and his office. Thank him for doing what he does on the radio.
I love doing what I do on the radio. It's my therapy.
we sort of take it for granted, but it is very, very unusual when you consider the year. Other 99 colleagues don't even come nearly within a spitting distance of the amount of time you spend with the constituents on these talk radio town halls, so we appreciate it. Speaking of which, here's another question for you.
Yes, Senator Cramer, you say that Ukraine is doing so well. I want you to explain that to this audience. I want some statistics, some figures. The spring offensive is a complete failure. You're lying to your constituents, and I think you need to explain that. Thank you.
So actually, they just took another village yesterday. They being Ukraine in the spring offensive. It certainly hasn't been as successful as they had hoped it would be. I don't think there's any question about that. Partly because, again, we were so slow in getting them the munitions that we said that we would give them. And I say we. I'm talking about Joe Biden. The Congress was not the holdup at all here. That it provided too much time for Russia to build out these big minefields. So they've had to maneuver those, they being Ukraine, and they've had to change their strategies, but they have been pushing back on the offensive, and they have taken some villages that were previously taken by Russia, and they've certainly devastated, in many cases, the lifeline, if you will, to Crimea, which is a very important strategic advantage for Russia. So in terms of statistics, many more Russia's lost many more troops than Ukraine. The challenge Ukraine's going to have, Scott, is that it's a war of attrition. And there are 40 million people who live in Ukraine. And when you boil that down to people that are fighting age and capable and whatnot versus Russia's massive military, which is, as you know, they can let people out of prison, throw them into the battlefield just to add volume and bodies and do exactly that. So it's certainly not going to be easy. But Ukraine's doing quite well. But the other thing, we can never forget, you guys, Russia attacked Ukraine. Vladimir Putin's trying to take Ukraine for his own when it's not his. They're a sovereign nation that elects their own leaders. And while not perfect, and while certainly fledgling and has corruption issues itself, I mean, just regarding, I think the previous caller's point about Ukraine suing some companies, the companies that they are suing that I know of are companies that didn't fulfill their contracts. It has nothing to do with U.S. Now, some of it might be even tied to Reznikov's resignation or firing, if you might recall that a little while ago, the Minister of Defense might have been wrapped up in some of that. But certainly the United States could have done a lot more, a lot better, but we have some obligation to do it because, frankly, if we don't help Ukraine, remember, we talked them into giving up their nuclear weapons with the promise that we would cover them. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to abandon them. And by the way, what about Japan? What about South Korea? What will we do with Israel if suddenly we're not going to fulfill our global obligations? And
let me squeeze in one more call here because we're running short on time. John and Ada, quick question. Go ahead for Senator Cramer. Turn the radio down, John. Listen on the phone. Your question for Senator Cramer. Unfortunately, John is listening on the radio, so we're not going to have enough time for you to answer anyway. Appreciate the call. Just remember when you called it to turn it down. Texter wants to know if the worm is turning now with the Hunter indictment and Joe's flailing health. Are things changing? Are we starting to see some rumble from the left?
so we, a little bit ago, we talked right about their discipline and our sort of lack of discipline, or their unity versus our you know, individualism. You are seeing it, you know, fray a little bit, aren't you, over all of this? And the indictment of Hunter Biden, I didn't think we'd see it so fast. And I'm not sure yet whether it's a strategy with the longer term, or a tactic in a longer term strategy to either let him off the hook. But it may very well be, guys. Wouldn't it be something if this special counsel, who previously had negotiated the sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden, now that he's a special counsel, not just U.S. attorney, has his own authority, maybe he will be, maybe he will go after the facts. But remember, this inquiry is really, really important. And the
absolutely, it is. It is. That's how you get all the goods. No question about it. Thanks, Senator Kramer. Got to go. Happy weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.